So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This is Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. Marshall Harris, Layla Rahimi, Mark Grody will join us from Hallis Hall at 125. He is reporting today. And in the meantime, we are enjoying Packers Week. Apparently, guys, crew, Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, Brandon Fryer, if you're listening, there is something called the playoff machine on ESPN. Machine, you say. Sack machine? No. Playoff machine. On The Athletic, there is a playoff simulator.
That's the preferred method. It's beautiful. The playoff simulator is a thing of beauty.
Listen here. You know I love the NBA trade machine.
Oh, well, that's a different thing. The Bulls don't have enough to enter. They don't have enough tickets to get anything going with that.
Well, you know, the Luka Doncic trade, for example, did not go through on the trade machine, but went through in real life. So there's always a chance.
Okay, that's fair.
We've talked about how for the Bears, if you're just looking at it from, you don't care about who the opponent is, right? You're just looking at this from the pure playoff possibility. If the Bears win at Lambeau, they have a 64% chance to win the NFC North. That is according to ESPN. Then there is the pride factor of this game. They took one from Lambeau last season, this calendar year. It was in January. To end the year, you have every reason to believe the Bears, even though I know at least it opened at a 7-point spread, the Bears are still going to fight in this game. They have a solid chance of winning yet again. I also know that in the NFL, you typically lose a game you're supposed to win, and you typically win a game you're supposed to lose. That usually happens to a team during this schedule and the season. So I have to ask this question, because we've talked all about the possibilities of where the first place in the NFC Bears are. I think it's fair to also ask, what if they lose? Like, I know it stinks. I don't like going to the dark places in my mind. But you have to ask yourself, is it going to be as demoralizing as past years if they lose? Is it going to be as frustrating? You get the Packers again in 2 weeks at home. I don't necessarily know if that's a good or a bad thing. I just know that's how the schedule plays out. At least it's going to be fresh. I tend to think that Ben Johnson is a coach, from what I've seen in Detroit. He will hold some stuff back from the first meeting to have the second meeting go differently. I think we saw that with the Vikings game so far. But it's a fair question to ask. It's at Lambeau. That would be 4 straight road wins for the Bears. So you're asking yourself, what if they lose? Is it the worst thing in the world? I tend to think it's not nearly as bad as it has been in years past.
Absolutely. I think that's the number one answer is, yeah, it's bad if they lose, but not nearly as bad as it would have been many, many, many years past, many, many seasons past. And I think the biggest thing is, understand this, if they lose, you mentioned the Athletic playoff predictor, or excuse me, simulator. If they lose, they still have a 71% chance to make the playoffs.
Okay, so you still like your chances. The math is still mathing for you at that point.
the chance of you winning the division falls to 26%.
I mean, it's, yeah, that's dangerous.
But here's the beautiful thing about this simulator. I can just click a button and see, okay, you lost on the road, but you beat the Packers at home. You know what the percentage chance is you win the division if you get the split? 50% straight up. Mm. It's just 50%. That's good. That's great, actually.
I mean, that's four road wins in a row. If you blind item that, if you say X NFL team has won four straight on the road, starting with, at that point, it was November 2nd, in the hardest part of your schedule, theoretically. That is a flex. Like, that would be, and I said this before, I said it in my post-game video that I do on my YouTube, my Instagram, TikTok, if you're into it. What else do people need to see in order to believe this team has had significant improvement? And I think there are some fans. I got comments and responses saying it's to beat the Packers. Is it to beat the Packers on the road, or is it to beat them at home at Soldier Field? Would you accept a split of that series, or does it need to be two wins against the Packers?
I think you would sign up for a split with the Packers today. The Packers are a very good team with arguably the best defense in the NFL. If you told me right now, today, you can either get a split with the Packers or you don't know what's going to happen, you would take the split.
And I can see how this gets used, like, oh, Bears fans are already scared. Listen to them asking the question, what if they lose? I just think this is a normal thought process to go through. Like, you have to at least address it and understand how it fits into the grand scope of the season. Our segment on Raheemy Harrison Grody is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today.
I thought it was an interesting concept you brought up with the fact that maybe Ben Johnson will hold a little something back for his next meeting with the Packers.
I think he does that.
I don't even know if it's that deep, though. I just think Ben Johnson has so many plays, so many concepts that he could just plug them in for this week, next week against the Browns, Packers, and never run out of ideas.
I do think that he is not short on ideas. This is a man who knows how to build a playbook, not just memorize somebody else's. Carmen Vitale will, I think, give us a lot of insight on that idea. She comes in with us at 1 o'clock here in studio. She's covered the NFC North for years. So I feel like she's a really good person to bounce all of this off of. But even already on our text line, you can call us 231-2644-6767 is the number for both. We're getting different replies on this. 847 says extra demoralizing this year. And then another text says, 309, it's about if they lose, how did they lose? Blowout or a close game? That factors into this too. Can you see it being a blowout, knowing how the Bears have played opponents in the fourth quarter recently?
I don't think I can see a blowout either way, just because the nature of this game, the two teams and the quality of play that they've distributed, and the fact that the Bears are getting healthier on defense. I think that's the number one thing for me. It's not so much what the Bears are doing offensively, it's how healthy the Bears are getting on defense. I think they can put up, especially in the context of snow showers possibly in the forecast on Sunday, this could be an ugly game.
Winter is coming.
Oh, it's been here.
Technically, it doesn't start for another few weeks.
I noticed the sun was shining today. Can I tell you how thankful I was that we saw the sun today?
Yeah, according to meteorology and science, the sun is going to set earlier from now on, but we still lose daylight to begin with. So that's why the days still get shorter. But it's setting later, so that's good.
That was a very stark and real thing that you just said, and I don't know if I'm ready to accept it.
What? That the sun is setting later?
Yeah, and that the days are still shorter. That
yeah.
part.
Yeah. See, that's kind of like this conversation.
Okay.
Like, we're like, well, you've improved, but how much have you improved? Have you improved enough to beat the team everybody hates?
I think it's a combination of things, right? You're so high on what the Bears have done in winning 9 of 10 games after the 0-2 start, right? But at the same time, you understand there are other teams in the NFL who have good players, who have good to great coaches, who also get paid to play and coach the game. And so it's unrealistic to think that they're just going to win every game on the right. Like, no one's out here saying the Bears are going 14-3. So where are the losses coming from?
Well, and that's it. And you go 5-0 in the month of November, and unfortunately, you're probably due. Like, that's the hard part about this. How much of a difference does Micah Parsons make with his speed, being able to chase down Caleb Williams, perhaps like no other pass rusher we've seen this year in the NFL?
Do you remember back in week one when the Packers played the Lions and you're like, oh, Micah Parsons hasn't really done much in this game. And then at the end of the game, Jared Goff is out here getting hawked down. And I was like, oh, yeah, Micah Parsons, if you slow down, he's not.
Yeah, that was the sobering thought for me. That was the game-changing game. That was a statement that was made, was that first game against the Lions where I'm going, oh, okay. Somebody came up motivated. A motivated Micah Parsons, a motivated Green Bay team. But then you lean on the fact that the Bears have beaten the Packers in Lambeau in 2025.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
I go back to the teams that the Packers have lost to this season. Or tied.
The Browns?
Yeah, the Browns come to mind in an ugly game. Like, where's that Jordan Love? Oh, wait, you don't have Myles Garrett.
But here's the problem is, where's that pass rush to answer with? You know, that's Myles Garrett in them, as we like to say. That pass rush has to be there. You know, that's a good blueprint to draw from, is how that game was won by the Browns. It was also that last-second field goal. That was the weekend where everything seemed to hinge on a last-second field goal in the NFL that week. But like we've said before, their offense is not exactly consistent. You know, they scored 10 points in that loss to the Browns, and then they come out and tie the Cowboys with 40 each.
Well, the Cowboys' defense was on the field. First half Cowboys defense. Yeah, first half of the season Cowboys
defense. Yeah, first half of the season Cowboys defense was atrocious. They scored 27 points, but they held the Bengals to 18. The Bears defense did not do that. But we know the Bears defense is way more injured. They beat the Cardinals in Arizona 27-23. They beat the Steelers 35-25. But then they lost to the Panthers, clunker, 16-13. Clunker against the Eagles, 10-7. They scored 31 points in the Lions against the Lions. That's probably their best game of the season, what we saw them do against the Lions.
The question comes our way from 309 on the text line, Layla.
Yes.
Say the Bears beat the Browns and pick up one game from the remaining three division games. Is that enough to win the division?
I don't think it is, probably. I think it's you're still looking at making the playoffs because of the money in the bank you've got already. But I don't think it is based on whichever you prefer, playoff machine, playoff simulator. We'd have to do the math on that and run it through the simulator.
It's pretty simple to me on this. The Bears, unfortunately, started 0-2 in the division when you look at how their season started. Meanwhile, the Packers are running through the division. You need at least a 3-3 division record with one of those three wins being against the Packers to be in good shape to win the division. At least a 3-3 division record. Right now, they are not there. And they've got no wins against the Packers. They've got no wins against the Lions. So they need to beat the Lions and win one of the two games against the Packers. Or they could just sweep the Packers, and that would probably give them the division.
So that is your Marshall playoff machine. Either way, I'm still not at the point yet where I'm saying to myself, give me the division. You want to take the North, but I'm not there yet with this. We knew this was going to be a difficult part of the schedule. The hardest part there is at the end. We knew the strength of schedule would be a problem. So I think that because of all of that, if they lose, I'm still not at a panic meter.
No,
I'm nowhere near a panic meter. Will it suck? Yes. Will you be annoyed? Yes. Will you be that much more hype for the game on Saturday night, November 20th at Soldier Field? Oh, yeah.
As long as they beat the Browns in between. Yes, absolutely. To everything you just said, as long as they beat the Browns. The Browns look like a trap game if I've ever seen a trap game.
I really am treating this Browns game like a formality.
You can't do that.
I am the athlete who falls for all the traps.
That's what the Packers did.
I'm not looking ahead. I'd be sitting there in the locker room being like, I'm not looking ahead like that. No, I was absolutely looking ahead.
Unfortunately, the division itself goes through Green Bay because the Packers, as I said, while the Bears were stumbling out of the gate, the Packers are 3-0 in the division. Even if they get a split, first tiebreaker would then be division record, and the Packers are probably going to be in control of that one because their only other game left is against Minnesota.
Here's the thing. I think it's even cooler than that, Mars Hall Harris.
Tell me why.
I think if you want to win the division now, you got to go through the Bears. If the Packers want to win the North or make the playoffs or anything that they want to do, they have to take at least one game from the Bears.
Yes, but if the Bears want to beat the Packers, they have to take at least one game from the Packers and beat the Lions. That's the difference.
That Lions game was a clunker. And the Leila Rahimi clunker scale, that clunker. Even though they scored 21 points, clunk. It's the reason they're... Point differential is so bad.
Hey, they're positive now. Plus six.
Now?
Plus six.
It took December.
Only took 11 more games to get back on the positive side.
They had to climb out of the mud.
Excuse me, 10 more games. That was the second game of the season.
No, Green Bay, you got to come through the Bears. But if you take one, I'm still not stressed.
No, not stressed at all. But if you want to win the NFC, the whole conference, and get the bye in the first round, you best win at Lambeau.
And yeah, 815 brings up a good point, too. The dumbest point, but the best point. Does that make sense?
Yes.
It was brought up by you well. It exists for stupid reasons. Tiebreaker won't matter with Green Bay because of their tie with the Cowboys. So.
Yeah, they have
just... There is no tiebreaker. The tie broke the tiebreaker.
Yes.
I hate it.
If they lose to Tampa Bay. If they lose to Green Bay, they'll both have 9 wins, though. And that's why that's... Not great.
847, good question. Should we thank the Minnesota Vikings for totally screwing up their quarterback situation in the first round quarterback controversy? What a bad decision going to haunt them for years. I'm not there yet with it, but I don't exactly hate your question. Does that make sense? We have more coming up here on Rahimi Harrison Grody on 670 The Score. We broadcast live from the Score's Hyundai Studios, brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. You've been texting us and calling us on our Score text line, 312-644-6767. When we have breaking news on the Score, it's brought to you by Wildfire. Join Wildfire Restaurants as they celebrate 30 years of serving delicious food and creating memories. You hang out with us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. The Twitch mob is chatting. They're there for you. It's a show within a show. Connor O'Donnell mans our Twitch chat. Our video team, along with Connor, Jacob Stutz, and Max Curtis, they do a great job. Ray Diaz, Tyler Buterbaugh, and Brandon Fryer are our producers today. And when we come back, not only do I think Lou Kanellis scooped Sham Sharania, how do we explain this?
Oh, we're going to explain it. We'll let Lou do a little bit of explaining.
I don't know that we can explain it. So Giannis might want to come here. But I don't know that the Bulls are down with it, and I don't know how to feel about this. So let's do all of that next.
Playoffs?
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.